भगवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। अथ दशमोऽध्यायः। So, those who are joining 10th chapter, okay, Dashamodhyayaha. 10th chapter, first is Dhyana Shlokaha. The topic is Shumbha Vadaha.
Uttapta Hema Ruchiram Ravichandra Vanninetram Dhanusharayutankusha Pashashulam रम्यैर्भुजैश्च दधतीं शिवशक्तिरूपाम् कामेश्वरीं हृदि भजामि धृतेन्दुलेखाम्। ॐ उत्तप्तहेमरुचिरां रविचन्द्रवन्निनेत्रां धनुःशरयुताङ्कुशपाशशूलम् रम्यैर्भुजैश्च दधतीं शिवशक्तिरूपाम् कामेश्वरीं हृदि भजामि धृतेन्दुलेखाम्।
सो हियर भजामि इज द वर्ब। भजामि मीन्स आई वर्शिप। I worship. You can also say, I meditate upon. Hridi means in the heart. I worship or meditate upon Devi. Hridi is a locative case of Hrit in the heart. In my mind, Hridi Bhajami, I think of Devi in my mind. Kidrushim Devim, he say, Kameshwarim, Kameshwarim Hridi Bhajami. Ishwarim means the Lord of all, but Kameshwarim, the Lord of all desires. I meditate upon Devi, I think of Devi in my mind. Kameshwari, the Lord of all desires. She who fulfills all desires. She, the Lord of all desires. Kameshwarim. Then, Dhritendulekham. 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 Dhrita means she who actually wears Indulekha. Indulekha means again same digit of the moon. So she who wears the crescent moon on her head. She who wears crescent moon on her head. Dhrita Indulekham. Dhritendulekham. Now you can see Gunasandhi also. Dhrita Indulekham. She who wears crescent moon on her head. Then, Shiva Shakti Rupam. Shiva Shakti Rupam. she who is of the form of both Shiva and Shakti. She who is the only form of both Shiva and Shakti. She who is of the only form of both Shiva and Shakti. Symbolizing consciousness and matter. Shiva Shakti Rupam. Then Ramyaihi Bhujaihi Cha Dadhatim. Ramyaihi Bhujaihi Cha Dadhatim. Ramyaihi Bhujaihi Cha Dadhatim. Before that we have Dhanu Sharayutang Kusha Pasha Shulam Ramyaihi Bhujaihi Cha Dadhatim. So Ramyaihi Bhujaihi, the beautiful hands, Dadhatim holding. So she who holds in her beautiful hands Dhanuhu Sharayutang Kusha Pasha Shulam. Dhanuhu bow, Shara arrow. Ankusha, Ankusha, curved sword, Pasha, noose, and Shulam, spear. So, Dhanuhu, Shara, Yuta, Ankusha, Pasha, Shulam. So, she Ramyaihi Bhujaihi Dadhati. So she who is endowed with, or she who holds a bow, an arrow, along with curved sword, net, and spear, net or you can say noose, and spear in her beautiful hands. Ramyaihi means beautiful. As she was endowed with all these, with her hands, beautiful hands. Then, Ravichandra Vanni Netram. You can make out yourself. Ravihi, sun, Chandraha, moon, Vannihi, fire. Netra, she who has eyes. So, Ravichandra Vani Netram means she who has sun, moon and fire as her three eyes. She who is endowed with sun, moon and fire as three eyes. Ravichandra Vani Netram. Three is not mentioned, you can say she who is endowed with sun, moon and fire as eyes. Then Uttapta Hema Ruchiram. Uttapta Hema Ruchira. Uttapta Hema. Hema means gold. Ruchira means she who is beautiful. So she who is of the luster of gold. she who is of luster of gold, she who has luster like the exalted gold. Uttapta hema ruchiram. She whose glow is like that of she whose luster or glow is that of the gold. She whose luster is like that of the exalted gold. Uttapta hema ruchiram, or excellent gold, brilliant gold. She whose luster or glow is like that of the brilliant gold. Okay. Uttapta hema ruchiram, ravichandra vanni netram, dhanushrayutam kusha pashashulam, ramyaihi bhujaihi dadhatim, shivashakti rupam, kameshwarim, hridi bhajami. Kameshwarim dhritendulekam hridi bhajami. You put the verb hridi bhajami last, this is the order. Got it? Yeah. Okay. Om Rishi Ruvacha. Now Rishi says, Rishiki Uvacha.
Nishumbham nihatam drishtva bhrataram pranasamitam. Hanyamanam balanchaiva shumbhah kruddho bravidvachah. Nishumbham nihatam drishtva bhrataram pranasamitam. Hanyamanam balanchaiva shumbhah kruddho bravidvachah. Nishumbham nihatam drishtva bhrataram pranasamitam. Hanyamanam balanchaiva shumbhah kruddho bravidvachah. Shumbhah pranasammitam bhrataram nishumbham nihatam balanchaiva shumbhah the demon Sumba, pranasammitam bhrataram. Pranasammitaha means who was like the breath. Pranasammitaha bhrata. Pranasammitam bhrataram, the brother Shumbha, the demon Sumba, pranasammitam bhrataram, the brother who was like the breath. Prana kuppana, who was like his breath. Who was like the prana kuppana nishumban. Prana sammitam brataram nishumbam. Nishumba, the brother Nishumba, who was like his breath. Nihatam. Killed. Balamcha. Also, the army also. Hanyamanam. So, seeing his brother, who is like the prana, killed, being killed, and seeing his army also being killed, Hanyamanam drishtva. So, having seen his brother who was killed, and seeing the army being killed, hanyamanam balamcha drishtva, kruddaha got angry, vachaha abravit, he said the following words. Following is understood. So here, the first verse says,
Shumbha got angry and said these following words. Shumbha kruddha vachaha abravit. Shumbha, who was angry, said these following words. When did he get angry? Pranasammitam bhrataram nishumbham. Drishtva, you have to add. Drishtva is there. Pranasammitam bhrataram nishumbham drishtva. Nishumbham. Nihatam. Balam cha eva hanyamanam drishtva. So Shumbha, having seen his brother, who was like his breath killed, and having seen the army which is being killed, was very angry and said these following words. Adu kollapatta pranak samana tambiyayum nishumbanayum kollapadigira senaiyum paarthu kopamaga sonnan. That is the meaning of the words. Pranasammitam nishumbam bhrataram tatha cha eva hanyamanam balam cha drishtva shumbaha kruddha vachaha abravit. Okay, next. Balavalepa dushtetvam madurge garvamavaha anyasam balamashritya yudhyase yati manini. Balavalepa dushtetvam madurge garvamavaha anyasam balamashritya yudhyase yati manini. Balavalepa dushtetvam madurge garvamavaha anyasam balamashritya yudhyase yati manini. So dushte durge, dushte durge o wicked durga. Dushte is vocative of dushta. O wicked durga. So balavalepa dushtetvam madurge garvamavaha anyasam balamashitya yudhyase yatimanini. Dushte durge, O wicked durga, tvam balavalepat garvam ma avaha. Bala avalepat. Balam means strength. Avalepaha means pride. Okay. Garvam, actually, avalepat means, yeah, garvam ma avaha. Garvam ma avaha means, may you not attain pride. May you not be proud. Okay. Garvam ma avaha. May you not have pride, or may you not be proud. Because of the thought that you have strength. Bala avalepatu. Balasya avalepaha, bala avalepaha. See, avalepaha also means pride. Also, bala avalepat also means being haughty. You know, avalepaha means being haughty. Haughtiness. Dvam bala avalepat, due to the haughtiness of your strength, garvam ma avaha, may you not be proud, may you not have pride. Tvam bala avalepat, the haughtiness of strength. So avalepaha also, another word is arrogance, pride also. So bala avalepathu, due to the arrogance of your strength, garvamma avaha, may you not be proud, become pride, may you not become pride, proud, or may you not be, may you not have the pride. Okay. Ya anyasam balam ashritya. Ya means you. Ya here, that you. Anyasam balam ashritya. Depending upon the strength of others. Depending upon the strength of others, anyasam of others, atimanini, highly arrogant, yudyase, you fight as highly arrogant, yudyase, you fight as highly arrogant, depending upon the strength of others. Ya, take it as tvam, okay? Ya is equal to tvam, you. Anyasam balam ashritya, depending upon the strength of others, as highly arrogant woman, yudyase, you fight. So Durge, Dushte Durge, O wicked Durga, from bala avalepat, due to the haughtiness of your strength, may not be proud, garvam ma avaha. You fight as highly arrogant, depending upon the strength of others. Dushte, Durge, tvam bala avalepat, garvam ma avaha. Full stop. Ya anyasam balam ashitya, atimanini yudhyase. Okay, next. Devi vacha. Devi says now. Yekaivaham jagatyatra. It's a beautiful sentence. Yekaivaham jagatyatra. Dvitiya kamama para. Pashyaita dushtamayeva. Vishantyo madvibhotayah. Yekaivaham jagatyatra. Dvitiya kamama para. Pashyaita dushtamayeva. Vishantyo madvibhotayah. Devi uvacha, Devi uvacha. Yeka eva aham. Yeka eva aham. Means, aham yeka eva. Okay. Let me tell you first, the Purohata properly. Yeka eva aham, yekai vaham. What sandhi that is? Yeka eva, vriddhi sandhi. Jagati atra, jagatyatra, yan sandhi. Dvitiya ka mama apara savarna dirga sandhi. Pashya etaha, pashya etam. Pashyetaha, dushta, mayi eva, mayyeva, vishantyaha, madvibhotayaha. So many yan sandhi, savarnirga sandhi, guna sandhi, tari vriddhi sandhi you can make out. Okay. Dushta, I'm saying the post order first. Dushta means what? He called Devi dushta. So vocative case, dushte. Now, Devi is calling him Dushta, okay? Hey, oh wicked, Dushta, oh wicked. Atra, here, Jagati, in this universe. Atra, here, Jagati, in this universe. here in this universe, atra jagati, inga ivulahil, atra jagati, here in this universe, aham yeka yeva, I myself alone am. Aham yeka eva, I myself alone am. Naan oruval thaan undu. Aham yeka eva. If you have to say English, I myself alone am. Full stop. Mama dvitiya apara ka. Mama, for me, mama literally means my, we take it as fourth case meaning. Mama, for me, ka apara dvitiya. Who else is the second person of me? Who else, ka, who else, apara, ka, who, apara, else, who else, is the second, who else is the second of me, mama, of me, dvitiya, second, apara, else, ka, who, mama, of me. So mama dvitiya apara ka, who else is the second of me? This question is called akshepaarthe prashnaha. The question is akshep, not real question. Who else is there of me? Who else is the second of me? Means there's none other than me. There's no second person, second thing other than me. That is the answer. Mad vibhutayaha yetaha. Yetaha means all these powers are mad vibhutayaha, my own glories. Yetaha mad vibhutayaha, all these powers, my own glories originated from me. Mad vibhutayaha means etaha, these are all mad vibhutayaha, my own glories originated from me. Mad vibhutayaha. Mayi eva vishantyaha. Mayi eva, in me alone, vishantyaha, enter into me. So, yetaha, mad vibhutayaha, mad vibhutayaha means mama vibhutayaha. Yetaha, mad vibhutayaha is a compound word. Yetaha, these shaktayaha. Yetaha is the adjective of shaktayaha. Yetaha, within brackets, shaktayaha, you can put it. Yetaha shaktayaha, these powers are all mad vibhutayaha, my own glories originated from me. Mayi eva vishantyaha santi. They all and enter into me alone. They resolve in me alone. Mayi eva vishantyaha santi. They are all entering into me alone. Pashya, see. Is it clear? Okay. See, vishantyaha, again I add santi, the word within brackets. Vishantyaha santi. Ennukulleye nuzhai, enakulleye praveshikkindranar. என்னிடமிருந்து தோன்றி என் சக்திகள் என்னுள்ளே பிரவேசிக்கின்றன. That is the meaning. ஏதாக மத் விபூதயஹ மயி ஏவ விஷந்த்யஹ சந்தி. பஷ்ய, see, look at these powers. These powers are my own glories originated from me. They resolve into me. They enter into me alone. Look at them. Next. Tata samasta stadevyo brahmani pramukhalayam tasya devyastano jagmure kaivasi tadambika tata samasta stadevyo brahmani pramukhalayam tasya devyastano jagmure kaivasi tadambika tata samasta stadevyo brahmani pramukhalayam tasya devyastano jagmure kaivasi tadambika tataha thereafter or then taha those powers taha shaktayah shaktayah within brackets taha those powers brahmani pramukhaha brahmani முதலியவர்கள் பிரம்மாணி எக்ஸெட்ரா தத்தகா தென் தாகா பிரம்மாணி பிரமுகாக சமஸ்தாக தேவியா தோஸ் தேவீஸ் தாகா பிரம்மாணி பிரமுகாக சமஸ்தாக தேவியா தோஸ் தேவீஸ் சச்சஸ் பிரம்மாணி எக்ஸெட்ரா சமஸ்தாக தேவியா சோ ஆல் Taha samastaha devyaha, all those devis such as Brahmani etc. Tasyaha devyaha tanau layam jagmuhu. Layam jagmuhu means the They resolved. Layam jagmuhu means layam adendanar. Layam jagmuhu means they resolved in the body. Tanuhu means body. Ukaranta shabda. So tanu locative case. In the body of that devi. So tataha then. Taha samastaha devyaha. All those devis. பிரம்மாணி பிரமுகாக சச்சஸ் பிரம்மாணி எக்ஸெட்ரா தஸ்யாக தேவியாக தனோ இன் தி பாடி ஆஃப் த தேவி லயம் ஜக்முஹு ரிசால்வ்டு ததா தென் அம்பிகா ஏகா ஏவ ஆசீத் Tada then Ambika Eka Eva Asit. Tada Ambika Eka Eva Asit. Then Ambika means Chandika Devi. Alone was there. Mean what now? Then Chandika alone, all the devis resolved in Chandika. So Chandika became alone. Chandika Devi Eka Eva. Tada Ambika Eka Eva Asit. Eka Eva Abhavat. That's the meaning. Asit means Abhavat. Then Devi became only one. Okay? Devi alone was there. Okay, Devi Vacha, then Devi tells.
Swamiji.
Yeah?
What's Jagmuhu?
Jagmuhu is a past perfect tense of Layam Praptavantaha. Layam Agatavantaha. Layam Gatavantaha. Jagmuhu is a past perfect tense of Gachanti. Jagmuhu means Gatavantaha. Layam Jagmuhu. Layam Gatavantaha.
Swamiji, okay. Can you shabda cheda samastasta? Can you do that again, please?
No, samastaha. See, tataha, samastaha, taha, devyaha. Tataha, then, samastaha, taha, devyaha. Taha samastaha devyaha. All those samastaha all, taha those, devyaha devis, such as pramukaha, such as brahmani, brahmani, etc. Tasyaha devyaha tano. In the body of that devi, layam jagmuhu. Layam jagmuhu, layam gatavantaha, attained layam, means resolved. Tada, okay, then tada ambika eka eva asit. Then ambika became alone. Ambika eka eva asit means ambika alone. Ambika became alone. Ambika alone was there. Then now all the devis resolved in her. Okay. Devi vacha aham vibhotya bahubhiriha ruperyadasthita tatsamhritam mayaikaiva tishthamya ajau sthiro bhava aham vibhotya bahubhiriha ruperyadasthita tatsamhritam mayaikaiva tishthamya ajau sthiro bhava aham iha vibhotya bahubhihi rupaihi yadasthita tat maya samhritam eka eva ajau tishthami sthiraha bhava. Okay, aham vibhotya bahubhiriha rupair yadasthita. Om devi vacha aham vibhotya bahubhiriha rupair yadasthita tat samhritam mayaikaiva tishthamya ajau sthiro bhava. Aham
vibhutya.
What's that? Okay. Iha means here in this battlefield. Iha literally means here. It implies in the battlefield. Aham I. Here in this battlefield. Vibhutya. Vibhutya means by my own glory. Vibhutya by my own glory, with my own strength. Bahubihi rupaihi. Bahubihi rupaihi. With many forms, that's literally meaning, or assuming different forms. Bahubihi rupaihi, assuming many forms. Yadasthita. Yat asthita. So here, I myself, by my own strength, aribhoti, bahubihi rupaihi yad asthita, the plurality of forms that I attained, the plurality of forms that I attained, bahubihi rupaihi, the plurality of forms, yad asthita, that I attained, tat, that plurality, maya samhritam, has been now destroyed. That plurality, maya samhritam, has been destroyed by me. Full stop. Is it clear now? Okay. Eka eva ajau tishthami. Eka eva ajau tishthami. Aj, again, ajihi means battlefield. Ajihi means battlefield. Ajau, in the battlefield. locative case of ajihi. So eka eva ajo tishtami. I remain all by myself, all alone. Eka eva ajo tishtami. I remain in the battlefield all alone by myself. Eka eva. Without anybody's help, all alone, eka eva, I remain in the battlefield. Sthiraha bhava. May you also be firm. Sthiraha bhava. May you also be firm. So sthiraha bhava. May you be firm. May you be firm. So I'm adding also. May you also be firm. Is it clear? Exactly, we can't translate this. I'm translating in this manner. Is it clear that I'm used to all yathidatta, everything. Got it? Okay, next one. Rishiru vacha. The Rishi said, now, tatav pravavrute yuddham devya shumbhasya chobhayoho. Tatav pravavrute yuddham devya shumbhasya chobhayoho. Pashyatam sarva devanam asuranam chadarunam. Tatav pravavrute yuddham devya shumbhasya chobhayoho. Pashyatam sarva devanam asuranam chadarunam. Tatav pravavrute yuddham devya shumbhasya chobhayo. Pashyatam sarva devanam asuranam chadarunam. Tataha, then devyaha shumbhasya. Devyaha shumbhasya ubayohocha. Sarva devanam asuranam cha pashyatam. Dharunam yuddham pravavrute. Adadu, tataha, then, devyaha shumbhasya ubayohocha. Dharunam yuddham pravavrute. Then, pravavrute means pravruttam, yuddham pravruttam, yuddham, battle, war, battle happened. Then battle happened. Tataha yuddham pravruttam. Pravavrute is a past perfect tense. Pravartate, no? Pravavrute. Pravavrute means tataha then yuddham pravavrute. Then happened the battle. Between Dharunam. Dharunam means frightening. Tataha yuddham pravavrute. Then happened the battle. Which sort of battle? Frightening, dreadful. Dreadful battle happened between dreadful battle. Began also you can say, but happened between Devi and Shumbha. Devyaha Shumbhasya Ubayohocha. Between both Devi and Shumbha. Then happened the dreadful battle of both Devi and Shumbha. Sarva devanam asuranam cha pashyatam. Means, Sati Saptami, that is. Saptami at sixth has come. Sarveshu deveshu asureshu cha pashyatsu. That is the meaning. When all the devas and asuras were seeing, in their presence. So, sarva devanam asuranam cha pashyatam means sarveshu deveshu asureshu pashyatsu. Hadisaptami. When all the devas were watching, dreadful battle happened between both Devi and Shumbha. That is the meaning. Is it clear? Clear or not? Okay. Sarva devanam asuranam cha pashyatam means when is a possessive case, but you take it as locative. Okay. When all the devas and asuras were watching in their presence, when they were watching, then happened Darunam Yuddham, the dreadful battle between Devi and Shumbha, or battle of Devi and Shumbha, both Devi and Shumbha, that's the meaning. Dreadful battle of both Devi and Shumbha happened when all devas and demons were watching. Tataha pravavrute, tataha devyaha shumbhasya, ubayoho cha, sarva devanam asuranam cha pashyatam, darunam yuddham pravavrute. Okay, next. Sharavarshaishitai shastrais tathastrais chaiva darunaihi. Sharavarshaishitai shastrais tathastrais chaiva darunaihi. Tayor yuddhamabhod bhoya sarvaloka bhayankaram. Sharavarshaishitai shastrais tathastrais chaiva darunaihi. Tayor yuddhamabhod bhoya sarvaloka bhayankaram. Sharavarshaishitai shastrais tathastrais chaiva darunaihi. Tayo yuddham abhod bhoya sarvaloka bhayankaram. Sharavarshaishitai shastrais tathastrais chaiva darunaihi. Tayo yuddham abhod bhoya sarvaloka bhayankaram. Sharavarshaihi तथा शितैहि शस्त्रैहि दारुणैहि अस्त्रैहि एवच तयोः भूयः सर्वलोक भयंकरं युद्धं अभूत् शरवर्षैहि तथा शितैहि शस्त्रैहि दारुणैहि अस्त्रैहि एवच तयोः भूयः सर्वलोक भयंकरं युद्धं अभूत्. शरवर्षैहि with rains of arrows, tatha shitaihi shastrehi. Shitam means sharp. Sharavarshaihi tatha shitaihi shastrehi darunaihi astrehi evacha tayoho bhuyaha sarvaloka bhayankaram yuddham abhut. This is the prosoda. Okay, let me tell the meaning now. Tataha, then, shara varshai, tata shitaihi shastrehi. Yeah, shara varshaihi, tata shitaihi shastrehi. So, with the rains of arrows, sharavarshaihi means with rains of arrows, shitaihi shastrehi, sharp weapons, tatha as well with sharp weapons, darunehi, darunehi astrehi evacha, with dreadful weapons, with dreadful weapons and missiles, because astra means missile, the dreadful missiles, that evacha simply added to adjust the meter. So with all these weapons, with rains of arrows, with the rain of arrows, with sharp weapons and dreadful missiles, tayoho, of both, tayoho means between them, bhuyaha, again, sarvaloka bhayankaram, yuddham abhut, the battle which frightens the entire world, abhut happened. Sarvaloka bhayankaram yuddham abhut, yella ulagaitim bayapadathindra por erpattadu. So tayoho, between Devi and him, again the battle happened. The battle which frightens the whole world happened. The battle which was frightful to all the worlds happened.
Swamini, is it not a repetition here? Abhut bhuyaha.
No. Bhuyaha means again. Bhuyaha means again.
Oh.
See, bhuyo bhuyo namamyaham. Oh. Bhuyaha means again.
Okay, Swami. Thank you.
So what he says, sharavarshehi tatha shitehi shastrehi darunehi astrehi evacha tayoho bhuyaha sarvaloka bhayankaram yuddham abhut. So sharavarshehi, you know, with rain of arrows, shower of arrows, tatha shitehi shastrehi, with sharp weapons, darunehi astrehi evacha, and also with dreadful missiles, tayoho, of both, again, sarvaloka bhayankaram, is it clear now, that one? We can go move on next one. Divyanyastrani shatasho muche yanyathambika babhanjatani daityendrastatprati ghata kartrubhihi. Divyanyastrani shatasho muche yanyathambika babhanjatani daityendrastatprati ghata kartrubhihi. Divyanyastrani shatasho muche yanyathambika babhanjatani daityendrastatprati ghata kartrubhihi. Atha, then, ambika, yani divyani astrani shatashaha mumuche tani daityendraha tatprati ghata kartrubhihi babhanja, is the fourth order. Atha, then, ambika yani divyani astrani shatashaha umuche. So ambika, yani divyani astrani shatashaha umuche. So whichever missiles, shatashaha in hundreds. So yani, whichever, divyani, divine, astrani, the missiles, Shatashah in hundreds. Ambika Mumuche, Devi released. So whichever divine missiles in hundreds Devi released, Thani, all of them, Daityendraha, the king of demons, Tat Pratigata Kartrubihi Babanja. By defensive, Tat Pratigata means defensive weapons which will destruct the destructive weapons by his defensive destructive weapons, Babhanja broke. அப்பொழுது தேவி எந்த திவ்யமான அஸ்திரங்களை நூற்றுக்கணக்கில் விடுத்தாளோ தானி அந்த அஸ்திரங்களை அசுரமன்னன் தன்னை காக்கின்ற அவைகளை அழிக்கின்ற பிரத்யஸ்திரங்களால் முறித்தான். சோ தென் அம்பிகா விச்சவர் டிவைன் மிசைல்ஸ் இன் ஹண்ட்ரட் ஷி ரிலீஸ்ட் Thani, all those missiles, Daityendraha, the king of Asuras, Tat Pratighata Kartrubihi, by his own defensive missiles, defensive destructive missiles sent against them. And this defensive destructive weapons, he destroyed them. Or Babanja, he broke them. Bhaktavan, Babanja means Bhaktavan. He broke them. Next. Muktanite na chastrani. Divyani Parameshwari Muktani Tena Chastrani Divyani Parameshwari Babhanjali Layevogra Hunkaro Charanadibhi Muktani Tena Chastrani Divyani Parameshwari Babhanjali Layevogra Hunkaro Charanadibhi முக்தானி தேன சாஸ்திராணி திவ்யானி பரமேஸ்வரி பபஞ்சலி லயைவோக்ர ஹுங்காரோச்சாரணாதிபிஹி பரமேஸ்வரி ச சண்டிகா தேவி பரமேஸ்வரி ஹிரஸ் சண்டிகா தேவி தேன முக்தானி ரிலீஸ்ட் பை தோஸ் வெப்பன்ஸ் மிசைல்ஸ் ரிலீஸ்ட் பை by the Sumba, Tena by him, Muktani released. So Parameshwari cha Chandika Devi also, Tena Muktani, the missiles released by Sumba, Divyani Astrani, I'm going to the proposal order first, Divyani Astrani, the divine missiles, உக்ர உச்சாரணாதிபிஹி உக்ர ஹுங்கார உச்சாரணாதிபிஹி குணசந்தியனால் உக்ர ஹுங்கார உச்சாரணாதிபிஹி உக்ர ஹுங்கார உச்சாரணாதிபிஹி லீலையா ஏவ பபஞ்ச பரமேஸ்வரி ச சண்டிகா தேவி ஆல்சோ லீலையா ஏவ பிளேஃபுலி Bhavanja broke. Chandika Devi also playfully broke the divine weapons, divine missiles released by Shumbha. Simple, okay? Parameshwari Chandika Devi also, the charge was taken also. Chandika Devi also, Chandika Devi also, Leelaya Eva playfully babhanja, playfully she broke what? Divyani Astrani, divine missiles, Tena Muktani, released by that Shumbha. How did she break them? Ugra Hunkara Uccharanadibihi. She broke them with fears. Ugra, with ugra fears. Humkara. Utterances of hum. With the fierce utterances of hum, etc. With the fierce utterances of hum, etc. means hum and other mantras. With the fierce utterances of hum and other mantras, Chandika Devi also playfully broke the divine missiles released by that demon Shumbha. Parameshwari cha tena muktani divyani astrani ugra hunkara uccharanadibihi lilaya eva babhanja. This is the prose order. Is it clear? Okay. Chandika Deviyum Shumbanal Vidapatta Anda Divya Astrangali Ugramana Hum Engindra Hum Mudale Uchirpuhalal Vilayattagave Murithal Parameshwaricha Tena Muktani Divyani Astrani Ugra Hunkara Uchcharanadibihi Lilaya Eva Babhanja. Clear? Okay, next. Tata Sharashatair Devim Acha Dayataso Suraha. Tata Sharashatair Devim Acha Dayataso Suraha. Sapitat Kupita Devi Dhanus Chicheda Cheshubhi. Tata Sharashatair Devim Achadayataso Suraha Sapitat Kupita Devi Dhanus Chicheda Cheshubhi. Tata Sharashatair Devim Achadayataso Suraha Sapitat Kupita Devi Dhanus Chicheda Cheshubhi. Let me break it. Tataha Saha Asuraha. Tataha Sosuraha is that. Can break it. Tataha. Then Saha Asuraha. Sosuraha. Visarga Sandhi. Saha Asuraha. That demon. Then that demon. Appuludu Anda Arakan. Tataha Saha Asuraha. Devim, Deviyai, Devim, Sharashataihi Achadayata. He covered, hid Devi with 100 arrows, or by 100 arrows. Then, that asura, that demon, achadayata, covered Devim, Chandika Devi, Sharashataihi, with 100 arrows. With 100 arrows. Oh, Shatsara Shataihi. You can say hundreds of arrows. Yeah. Tataha, then, Saha Asuraha, that demon, Devim, Deviyai, okay, Devi, Sharashataihi, with hundreds of arrows, Achadayata, Achadayata, hid, covered, you can say both. Full stop. Then, Sa Devi Api, the Chandika Devi also, Tat Kupita means, was angry because of that, became angry because of that. Chandika Devi also, Tat Kupita, became angry because of that. Who became angry because Chandika Devi, Sa Devi Api, the Chandika Devi also, Tat Kupita, who became angry because of that, Ishubihi, with arrows, Dhanuhu Chicheda. With her own arrows, she broke his bow. Dhanuhu Chicheda cha. So the Chandika Devi also who got angry because of that, Ishubihi with her own arrows, Dhanuhu Chichedacha, she broke his bow. That's the meaning. Tataha Sharashataihi with hundreds of arrows, Devim Achadayata Saha Asuraha. Sa Api Tatkupita. She also was angry, got angry because of that. Devi, Dhanuhu Chicheda Cha Ishubihi. And she also, by her own arrows, with her own arrows, broke the bow of the demon. Okay. Chinne Dhanushi Daityendras Tatha Shakti Matha Dade Chicheda Devi Chakrena Tamapyasya kare sthitam chinne dhanushi daityendras tatha shaktimatha dade chicheda devi chakrena tamapyasya kare sthitam chinne dhanushi daityendras tatha shaktimatha dade chicheda devi chakrena tamapyasya kare sthitam Chinne Dhanushi Daityendras Tatha Shakti Matha Dade Chicheda Devi Chakrena Tamapyasya Kare Sthitam. Then Atha, then Daityendraha, the king of demons, Dhanushi Tatha Chinne. Again, Sati Saptami. Dhanushi Tatha Chinne. Locative case. When the bow was broken, Atha, then, Daityendraha, the king of demons, Tatha Dhanushi Chinne. When the bow was broken in that way, broken like that, Tatha Dhanushi Chinne, when bow was broken by her, Shaktim Adade. Shaktim Adade means he picked up his weapon called Shakti. Then Devi Asya Kare Sthitam Tamapi Chakrena Chicheda. Devi, Chandika Devi, Asya Kare Sthitam, Tamapi, Chakrena Chicheda. Then Devi broke Devi broke that weapon which was in his hand also. Devi, Chandika Devi, Asya Kare Sthitam, Avunde Kail Irikindra, Tamapi. So Devi Chakrena Chicheda, Devi broke with her discus. Devi broke with her discus. Broke what? Devi broke that Shakti weapon also, which was in his hand, with her discus. Devi Chicheda, Devi broke Tamapi, that Shakti weapon also, Karesthitam, which was in his hand, Chakrena, with her discus. Is it clear? Okay. Atha Daityendraha Dhanushi Tatha Chinne Shaktim Adade. Full stop. Then that demon, king of demons, when the bow was broken like that, he picked up the weapon called Shakti, which is actually spear. Devi then broke that weapon also. Devi broke that Shakti weapon also in the hand of demon with her discus. Devi asya kare sthitam tam api chakrena chicheda. Atha daityendraha dhanushi tatha chinne shaktim adade. Full stop. Devi asya kare sthitam tam api chakrena chicheda. It'll be very easy for me to teach you later on perfect tense. You're learning so many words. You may not remember now. It'll be easy. Later on, you'll find it easy. Okay, next. Tata khadgamupadaya shata chandrancha bhanumat. Tata khadgamupadaya shata chandrancha bhanumat. Abhyadhavat tam devim. Daityanamadhipeshwaraha Tatah khadgamupadaya Shatachandram cha bhanumat Abhyadhavat tam devim Daityanamadhipeshwaraha. Tatah then Daityanam adhipeshwaraha. The king of demons, the Shumba Daityanam Adhipeshwaraha, the king of demons. Adhipeshwaraha means king, the lord of demons. Shumba Khadgam Bhanumat Shatachandram cha Upadaya. Khadgam means sword. Objective case. Bhanumat Shatachandram cha. Bhanumat means shining. Shatachandram. Shatachandram means it's a specific shield. Upadaya. Upadaya. Having taken. Upadaya, having taken or having picked up the sword and the shining shield. The sword and the shining shield. Tam Devim Abhyadavata. He ran against Devi. Tam Devim Abhyadavata. So what he says, Tataha, then Daityanam Adhipeshwaraha, the lord of demons, Shumba, Khadgam Bhanumat Shatachandram cha Upadaya. Upadaya, having picked up the sword and the shining shield, Tam Devim Abhyadavata. He ran towards Devi or ran against Devi. Ran towards Devi. Okay. तस्या पतत एवाशु खड्गम चिच्छेद चंडिका तस्या पतत एवाशु खड्गम चिच्छेद चंडिका धनुर्मुक्तैशितैर्बाणैश्चर्म चार्क करामलम् तस्या पतत एवाशु खड्गम चिच्छेद चंडिका धनुर्मुक्तैशितैर्बाणैश्चर्म चार्क करामलम् तस्या पतत एवाशु खड्गम चिच्छेद चंडिका धनुर्मुक्तैशितैर्बाणैश्चर्म चार्क करामलम् तस्या पतत एवाशु खड्गम चिच्छेद चंडिका धनुर्मुक्तैशितैर्बाणैश्चर्म चार्क करामलम् तस्या पतत एवाशु खड्गम चिच्छेद चंडिका धनुर्मुक्तैशितैर्बाणैश्चर्म चार्क करामलम् चंडिका चंडिका देवी तस्य आपततः एव चंडिका देवी तस्य आपततः एव धनुर्मुक्तैः शितैः बाणैः खड्गम् अर्ककरामलम् चर्मच आशु चिच्छेद चंडिका चंडिका देवी अस्तस्य आपततः एव इन दिस बुक आई हैव नोटिस्ड सती सप्तमी इज यूज्ड इन सिक्स्थ केस इवन सिक्स्थ केस तस्य आपततः एव as he was coming towards her तस्य आपततः एव as he was coming towards itself धनुर्मुक्तैः शितैः बाणैः with sharp arrows released from the bow that chandika devi tasya apatatah eva tasya apatatah eva as he was coming towards her dhanurmuktaihi shitaihi banaihi with the sharp arrows released from the bow chitehi banehi with sharp arrows dhanur muktehi released from the bow khadgam the sword arka kara amalam beautiful arka kara amalam charmacha aashu chicheda So Devi broke. Okay, Devi broke. Chicheda broke. Ashu quickly. Sword and the shield shining like the rays of sun. No, the pure like rays of sun. So Devi broke the sword and the shield. Pure like, shining like rays of sun. Arka kara, arka means sun. Arka karaha means ray of sun. Amala means pure. Arka kara amalam means pure like the rays of sun. What was pure like the rays of sun? Charma. The word charma here means the shield, not skin, okay? Charma, shield. Ashu quickly she broke. Chichicheda. So Chandika Devi, tasya apatataha eva धनुर मुक्तैहि शितैहि बाणैहि खड्गम अर्क कर अमलम चर्मच आशु चिच्छेद. So Chandika Devi broke his sword and shield, which was pure like the rays of sun, with her sharp arrows released from the bow, as even he was running towards her. Is it clear now? As even he was running towards her. So you have to add some words in English to make it complete. Is it clear now?
Why Kara, yeah. Swamini? Arka Kara.
Yeah, Arka Karaha means Arka Kirana.
Not a hand or anything here.
No, no, no. Arka Karaha. See, if it is a human being, it's a Kara, it means hand. When the Suri Bhagavan's Kara means, he's not Kara. Cannot hand. Ray. Karaha is Amalam, Kirana.
Ambalam refers to what?
Not amalam, not ambalam, amalam, pure. See, charma means shield. See, Devi broke his sword and the shield which was pure, shining like the rays of sun. Arka kara amalam charma. Adjective was charma. See, the reason is, now we are only seeing the word meanings. There is another way of breaking these words. That is a mantra shastra. If we break them, we'll get mantras hidden there. Aim, Hrim, mantra we'll get. So to get those words, whatever words they need to use to get those mantras, those words are used. Amazing. The big trick, you know, the number of mantras you can make, see, the number, that's why we have to, every chapter we have to see the number of mantras also. We didn't see last chapter of the mantras. Yeah, no, I'll tell you afterwards. Okay, so here, Chandika, tasya apatataha eva dhanurmuktaihi shitaihi banehi khadgam arka kara amalam arka karamalam charma cha ashu chicheda. So Chandika Devi broke his sword and shield which was shining or pure like the rays of sun with her arrows, sharp arrows released from the bow as even he was running towards her. Tasya apatataha eva, avan odi varuhindra podu. Avalukku ediraga varuhindra podu. That's all this meaning. As even he was running towards her. Okay. Hatashvasata dadaityas chinnadhanva visarathihi. Hatashvasata dadaityas chinnadhanva visarathihi. जग्राहमुद्गरं घोरं अंबिका निधनोद्यतः हताश्वस्तदा दैत्यश्चिन्नधन्वा विसारथिः जग्राहमुद्गरं घोरं अंबिका निधनोद्यतः हताश्वस्तदा दैत्यश्चिन्नधन्वा विसारथिः जग्राहमुद्गरं घोरं अंबिका निधनोद्यतः. यू ब्रेक इट. हताश्वः छिन्नधन्वा विसारथिः सह दैत्यः तदा अंबिका निधनोद्यतः घोरं मुद्गरं जग्राह. सी नौ Hatashvaha, Chinnadhanva, Visarathihi. These three words are adjective of that demon. Okay. Saha Daityaha, that demon. Okay. Saha Daityaha, that demon Shumba. Tada then, Mudgaram Jagraha. Mudgaraha means a big stick. Mudgaraha means a big stick. A fierce mace in water kind. Okay. Fierce mace you can take because in my book it's another book also have. Okay. Mudgaraha means a big stick with the sharp edge. That's what fierce. That's why he says mace. Okay. Actually, hammer. Mudgaraha means hammer. Moha mudgaraha. Do you remember? Bhajagavan is called Moha Mudgaraha. Mudgaraha means hammer also. Hammer. Yeah. So, Saha Daityaha Ghoram Fierce Mudgaram Hammer Jagraha picked up. Mudgaram Jagraha means Grihitavan. He picked up a fierce hammer. For what? When then? Ambika Nidhana Udyataha. Ambika Nidhanam. Nidhanam means killing. Udyataha means making effort. So that demon then, as an effort to kill Devi, Ambika Nidhana Udyataha, making effort for killing Devi. Ambikayaha Nidhanam Udyataha. Ambika Nidhanodyataha. Ambika Nidhanam. Nidhana Udyataha. Udyataha, as the one making effort for killing Devi, he picked up fierce hammer. So Saha Daityaha, that demon, Ambika Nidhana Udyataha, as the one making effort for killing Devi, Ghoram Mudgaram Jagraha, he picked up fierce hammer. Okay, but which sort of demon was he? Three words, adjectives of demon. That demon who was Hatashvaha. Hatashvaha means Ashvaha Hataha Yasya. That demon who had all his horses killed. Yella kudregale iranda iraka petravan. Okay. Hatashvaha means the demon who got all his horses killed. Then Chinna Dhanva, whose bow was broken. Murikka patta ville udayavan. Iranda kudregale udayavan. Then Visarathihi. Visarathi means who was devoid of charioteer. He got lost everything. Whatever he said. So Hatashvaha, the one whose horses were killed, Chinnadhanva, so one who had the killed horses, one who had only killed horses, dead horses, Chinnadhanva, the broken bow, Visarathihi, devoid of charioteer, that demon, such a demon, tada then, as the one making effort for killing Devi, Ambika, picked up fierce hammer. That's the meaning. Okay. Hatashvaha, Chinnadhanva, Visarathihi, Saha Daityaha, tada, Ambika Nidhana Udyataha, Ghoram Udgaram Jagraha. Is it clear? Okay. Kollapatta Kudregale Udayavanam, Murikapatta Ville Udayavanam, Sarathi Atraunumahia, Anda Arakan, Appulade, Ambiki Kolla Muyendravanaha, Ghoramana Mudgarate, Kaile Edutan.
What does Jagraha mean?
Jagraha, I told you already, Grihitavan. Grinnati, past perfect tense of Grinnati.
See, Sachin, lot of past perfect tenses verbs are used here. So there I give you, you know what is equivalent of past perfect tense? Tavat ending words. Easy. You put tavat ending word, give you the past perfect tense meaning also. It's like jagraha grihitavan. Jagrihe grihitavantaha, like that. It's a very good, I'm glad we chose this, even though it would be nice if I did it in person also, but anyway. Something we picked up, see.
Chicheda patatastasya mudgaram nishitai sharaihi tathapisobhyadavattam mushtimudyamya vegavan. Chicheda patatastasya mudgaram nishitai sharaihi tathapi sobhyadavattam mushtimudyamya vegavan. Chicheda patatastasya mudgaram nishitai sharaihi tathapi sobhyadavattam mushtimudyamya vegavan. Chedapatatastasya mudgaram nishitai sharaihi tathapi sobhyadhavattam mushtimudyamya vegavan. Chedapatatastasya mudgaram nishitai sharaihi tathapi sobhyadhavattam mushtimudyamya vegavan. No. Apatataha tasya mudgaram nishitaihi sharaihi chicheda. Apatataha tasya mudgaram nishitaihi sharaihi chicheda. Tatha api saha mushtim udyamya tam vegavan abhyadavat. Okay. Now, apatataha tasya. Let me tell you one thing. Apatati means what? Patati falls. Apatati runs towards. Runs against. Runs towards. The vodi varihiran sodamalya. Vodihiran. Varihiran artham. Apatati means runs again. Runs towards. Just a minute. Patati falls. Apatati runs towards. Now, apatan, apatantam, apatata, apatate, apatataha, apatataha. So, apatataha positive case. Apatataha tasya mudgaram nishitaihi sharaihi chicheda. Now, Devi, okay? It's not mentioned because understand. Devi broke with sharp arrows. Devi broke his hammer also. Tasya mudgaram, his hammer. Chicheda. So Devi broke his hammer with the sharp arrows. So Devi broke the hammer of that demon who was running towards with her sharp arrows. So, apatataha tasya mudgaram nishitaihi sharaihi chicheda means Devi broke the hammer of the demon who was running towards her with sharp arrows. Tathapi, even then, saha, that demon, mushtim udyamya. So now that hammer also she broke. Tathapi, even then. So apatataha, as he approached, Devi broke his hammer with sharp arrows. Tathapi, even then, apdi irundum kuda solumla, tathapi, even then, saha, that demon, Mushtim Udyamya, Mushtim Udyamya, raising his fist, Mushtim Udyamya, raising his fist, Mushtim's fist, raising his fist, Tam, that Devi, Abhyadavat, he ran towards Devi with great speed. He ran towards Devi with great speed, raising his fist. That's all. So, apatataha tasya mudgaram nishitaihi sharaihi devi chicheda. Devi is understood. So, Devi broke the hammer of the demon who was running towards her with sharp arrows, full stop. Tathapi, even then, that demon with great speed, vegavan, means with great speed, ran towards Devi, raising his fist. Next sentence, next verse. Samushtim patayamasa hridaye daitya pungavaha. Samushtim patayamasa hridaye daitya pungavaha. Devyastancha pisa devi tale no rasya tadayate. Samushtim patayamasa hridaye daitya pungavaha. Devyastancha pisa devi tale no rasya tadayate. Saha daitya pungavaha. Saha daitya pungavaha. So Pungavaha means exalted. What exalted? The king of the demons, Daitya Pungavaha, the king of demons, Devyaha Hridaye. Devi Nudya Hridayatil. Devyaha Hridaye. Mushtim Patayamasa. Mushtim patayamasa. So that demon, Daitya Pungavaha, the king of demons, Devyaha Hridaye, on the chest of Devi, Hridaye, not heart, the chest of Devi, brought his fist down. Mushtim Patayamasa brought his fist down on the chest of Devi. So, Saha Daitya Pungavaha Daityaha Hridaye Mushtim Patayamasa. That king of demons brought his fist down on the chest of the goddess Devi. Sa Devi api, Sa Devi tancha api, Sa Devi api tam talena urasit atadayate. Devi also, that Devi also, Sa Devi api, that Devi also, tam him talena. See, tala means this is, see, mushti, this is mushti. This is mushti, this is tala. Talena. See, talaha means keeping your fingers like this, pushing. It's called tala. Mushti means this. He was doing this mushti and Devi pushed him like this. That's what he says. Talena. Talena with her palm. keeping the fingers open with her palm, with the keeping her fingers open. Talena, with her palm, keeping the fingers open with her palm, Talena, with her palm, Urasi, again chest, Uras means chest, Urasi Atadayatu. Devi also struck him on the chest. Talena, Urasi Atadayatu, Atadayatu. Adithal, Devim Adithal. So Devi also struck him on the chest, Urasi, with her palm, with opened fingers. With her palm is enough. Sa Devi api tam cha talena Urasi atadayate. Okay. Tala prahara bhihato nipapata mahitale sadaitya rajas sahasa punarevatatothitaha. Tala prahara bhihato nipapata mahitale sadaitya rajas sahasa punarevatatothitaha. Tala prahara bhihato nipapata mahitale. No, tala prahara abhihataha. Tala prahara abhihataha. Tala prahara abhihataha. Daitya rajaha mahitale nipapata. Full stop. Tala prahara abhihataha daitya rajaha mahitale nipapata. So that demon, the king of demons Shumba, fell on the ground, or fell to the ground, fell on the ground, fell on the floor. So Daitya Rajaha, the king of demons, Mahitale Nipapata, fell to the ground. Or Bhumil Vindan fell on the floor. Who, which demon? Talaprahara Abhihataha. Who, the demon who was struck with the palm, Devi's palm, who was struck with the Devi's palm, fell to the ground. Okay. Saha, Sahasa, Saha, he, the demon, Sahasa, suddenly, at once, immediately, sahasa means immediately, immediately, punaha again, tathayeva uttitaha, he rose again like before. So that demon immediately again, uttitaha rose like before. Shall I go next one? Okay. Let me check my internet. Yeah. Is it all right? Okay, next. Utpatya cha pragruhyo chair Devim gaganamasthitaha utpatya cha pragrihyo chair Devim gaganamasthitaha tatra pisa niradhara yudhe tena chandika utpatya cha pragrihyo chair Devim gaganamasthitaha tatra pisa niradhara yudhe tena chandika utpatya cha pragrihyo chair devim gaganamasthitaha tatra pisa niradhara yudhe tena chandika. Now devim pragrihya, Pragrihya means grihitva. Devim pragrihya. Devim pragrihya. Holding Devi. Having held Devi. Devim pragrihya. Deviye pidithukkondu. Chandikam Devi. Devim pragrihya. See, pragrihya uchair Devi. Break it. Devim pragrihya. So having held Devi or holding Devi, Uchaihi highly, Utpatya, jumping up. Utpatya. See, Utpatati means jumps. Apatati runs towards, Patati falls, Utpatati jumps. So Uchaihi Utpatya means Uchaihi means highly, Uchaihi means louder, and here Uchaihi Utpatya. Jumped to the sky. That's the meaning here. Uchaihi Utpatya. Mehavum Uyarak Kilambi. Having jumped to the sky, jumping to the sky, holding Devi, jumping to the sky, Gaganam Asthitaha. He stood in the sky. Gaganam Asthitaha means he reached the sky. Gaganam means space. Asthitaha, here take it as sky. Jumping high, he reached the sky. Nice. Devim pragrihya, holding Devi, Uchaihi Utpatya, jumping high, Gaganam Asthitaha, reach the sky. Tatra api, there also, Sa Chandika, that Chandika Devi, Niradhara, Niradhara, supportless, Tena Yudhe. She fought with him, Tena with him, Yudhe. She fought with him, she fought against him, Yudhe, fought, means had fought, it will mean. Yuddham Kritavati, Tena Yudhe. She fought with him without any support, Niradhara. Supportlessly or as supportless, she fought with him. Niradhara without any support. Tena Yudhe, she fought with him. So Devim Pragrihya Uchaihi Utpatya Gaganam Asthitaha. So that demon Shumba, holding Devi, jumping high, stood in the sky, reached the sky. Tatrapi, there also, Sa Chandika, that Devi Chandika, fought with him supportless, without any support. Niradhara Tena Yudhe. Tena Avanudan Porittal. Tena Yudhe. She fought with him Niradhara without any support. Okay. She was supportless. Supportlessly she fought with him. Okay. Niyuddham khetada daityas chandika cha parasparam chakratuh paramam siddha muni vismaya karanam karakam. Niyuddham khetada daityas chandika cha parasparam chakratuh prathamam siddha muni vismaya karakam. Niyuddham khetada daityas chandika cha parasparam चक्रतुः परमं सिद्धमुनि विस्मयकारकम्। नौ तदा देन खे सी ख वन लेटर मीन्स स्काई नो दैट ख मीन्स स्काई ऐसे बर्ड इज कॉल्ड खगः खे गच्छति इति खगः नो दैट सो हियर खे मीन्स इन द स्काई तदा देन खे इन द स्काई दैत्यः द डीमन शुंबा चंडिका च अंड चंडिका देवी दैत्यः चंडिका च द डीमन एंड देवी परस्परम ओके अगेंस्ट ईच अदर सिद्ध मुनि विस्मय कारकम सिद्ध मुनि विस्मय कारकम नियुद्धम प्रथमम चक्रतुः ओके प्रथमम फर्स्ट दे यू नो गोइंग टू सी डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ बैटल ओके प्रथमम फर्स्ट नियुद्धम चक्रतुः फर्स्ट दे हैड नियुद्धम नियुद्धम मीन्स मुष्टियुद्धम मुष्टियुद्धम इज कॉल्ड नियुद्धम तदा देन खे इन द स्काई देवी चंडिका एंड द डीमन एंड द देवी परस्परम नियुद्धम प्रथमम चक्रतुः दे फॉट फर्स्ट विद द फिस्ट यूजिंग द फिस्ट ओके नियुद्ध मीन्स मुष्टियुद्धम दे फॉट अगेंस्ट ईच अदर विद द फिस्ट सिद्ध मुनि विस्मय कारकम मीन्स causing astonishment विस्मयः मीन्स astonishment कारकम causing विस्मय कारकम causing astonishment to siddhas and sages to the siddha purushas and sages the different types of tapasvis the people of austerity different people of austerity such as siddha purushas sages etc so causing astonishment to siddhas and sages they fought in the sky fought against each other using their fist niyuddham first okay niyuddham prathamam chakratuh chakratuh means krutavantah krutavantau niyuddham chakratuh means niyuddham krutavantau niyuddham krutavantau means mushtiyuddham krutavantau they did fight against each other using their fist okay okay niyuddham ketada daityas chandika acha parasparam chakratu prathamam siddha muni vismayakarakam tada khe daityah chandika cha parasparam siddha muni vismayakarakam causing astonishment to sages and siddhas Niyuddham prathamam chakratuh. First, they did fight against each other with their fists. Okay. Tato niyuddham suchiram krutvate nambikasaha utpatya brahmayamasa chikshepadharanitale Tato niyuddham suchiram krutvate nambikasaha utpatya brahmayamasa चिक्षेप धरणीतले ततो नियुद्धं सुचिरं कृत्वा तेनाम्बिकासः उत्पात्य भ्रामयामास चिक्षेप धरणीतले अम्बिका तेन सह सुचिरं नियुद्धं कृत्वा अंबिका तेन सह सुचिरं नियुद्धं कृत्वा ततः उत्पात्य भ्रामयामास धरणीतले चिक्षेप. ओके, अंबिका तेन सह, तो अंबिका देवी अलोंग विद हिम, अवनुडन कूड सुचिरं नियुद्धं कृत्वा. சுச்சிரம் மீன்ஸ் வெரி லாங், ஃபார் அ வெரி லாங் டைம். சிரம் மீன்ஸ் லாங் டைம். சுச்சிரம் ஃபார் அ வெரி லாங் டைம். நியுத்தம் கிருத்வா ஃபைட்டிங் வித் ஹிம், ஃபைட்டிங் அகேன்ஸ்ட் ஹிம் வித் ஃபிஸ்ட். நியுத்தம் கிருத்வா மீன்ஸ் ஃபைட்டிங் அகேன்ஸ்ட் ஹிம் வித் ஃபிஸ்ட் ஃபார் அ வெரி லாங் டைம். So Ambika tena saha with him suchiram for a very long time niyuddham krutva means hitting, using his, fighting with him with the fist. Tataha utpatya, tataha thereafter utpatya, utpatya having lifted him up, utpatya. See, utpatati means jumps, but utpatayati lifts up. Utpatya, having lifted him up. Avane uyaratuki. Utpatya, having lifted him up. Brahmayamasa. Having lifted him up. Or having raised him above, lifted him up, having raised him above, Brahmayamasa, mean Brahmitavati, mean what it means, spun him around. Spun him around, spun around, Brahmayamasa spun around, தரணி தலே சிக்ஷேப, then threw him to the earth. தரணி தலே சிக்ஷேப, threw him to the earth. தரையில் எரிந்தாள், தரணி தலே சிக்ஷேப. பிராமயாமாச மீன்ஸ் she spun him around, சுழற்றினாள். So Ambika தேன சக சுச்சிரம் நியுத்தம் கிருத்வா, அம்பிகா தேவி ஹேவிங் ஃபாட் வித் ஹிம் ஃபார் அ வெரி லாங் டைம் வித் த ஃபிஸ்ட், தென் ஹேவிங் லிஃப்டட் ஹிம் அப், ரேசிங் ஹிம் அபவ், ஸ்பன் ஹிம் அரவுண்ட், தென் ஆர் ஸ்பின்னிங் அரவுண்ட், ஸ்பன் பிகாஸ் தி வெர்ப் இஸ் பாஸ்ட் பெர்ஃபெக்டிவ், ஸ்பன் ஹிம் அரவுண்ட் அண்ட் தென் threw him to the earth. Dharani tale chikshepa. Okay. Pakat varadam time. Sakshipto dharanim prapya mushtimudyamya vegataha abhyadhavata dushtatma chandika nidhanechaya. It's amazing to see how really you must be very strong to handle your thoughts. Sakshipto dharanim prapya mushtimudyamya vegatah abhyadhavata dushtatma chandika nidhanechaya. Sakshipto dharanim prapya mushtimudyamya vegatah abhyadhavata dushtatma சண்டிகா நிதனேச்சயா. சக்ஷிப்தோ தரணீம் ப்ராப்ய முஷ்டிமுத்யம்ய வேகதஹ அப்யதாவத துஷ்டாத்மா சண்டிகா நிதனேச்சயா. சிக்ஷிப்தா துஷ்டாத்மா, க்ஷிப்தா துஷ்டாத்மா. So that wicked minded. Dushtatma means wicked minded. Dushtatma means wicked minded. Dushtatma. Kshiptaha, who was thrown away to the earth, who was thrown to the earth. Kshiptaha dushtatma, eriyappatta durbuddhi udayavan. Kshiptaha dushtatma, that wicked minded who was thrown to the earth. Dharanim prapya, having reached the earth. Dharanim prapya, having reached the earth. Chandika nidhana ichchaya, with the desire to kill Devi. Chandika nidhana ichchaya, with the desire of killing Devi or with the desire to kill Devi. The desire of killing Devi. Chandika nidhanam means killing. Ichcha, desire. So with the desire, ichchaya, third case. Chandika nidhana ichchaya, nidhane ichchaya, gunasandhi. Had to make a note. Chandika nidhana ichchaya, chandika nidhane ichchaya, with a desire for killing Devi, mushtim udyamya, raising his fist, vegataha, abhyadavata, ran fast against Devi. He ran against Devi fast, raising his fist with the desire for killing her, killing Devi. Sakshipto dharanim prapya mushtim udyamya vegitaha abhyadavata dushtatma chandika nidhane chaya. Okay. Tamayantam tato devi sarvadaitya janeshwaram jagatyam patayamasa bhitva shulena vakshasi. Tamayantam tato devi sarvadaitya janeshwaram jagatyam patayamasa bhitva shulena vakshasi. Tataha, then Devi, Chandika Devi, ayantam sarvadaitya janeshwaram tam, ayantam sarvadaitya janeshwaram tam, vakshasi shulena bhitva jagatyam patayamasa. Okay, finished. Tataha, then Devi, patayamasa, Devi felled him to the ground. Jagatyam bhoomiyil veetinaal. So Devi felled him to the earth. How? Vakshasi shulena bhitva. Bhitva, breaking him in the chest with her pike. Breaking him in the chest. Breaking him in the chest, or breaking him, breaking his chest also can say. Breaking him in the chest with her pike. Devi felled him to the earth. Which sort of demon? Tam. That him, the lord of all demons, sarva daitya jana ishwaram. So Devi, having breaking him in the chest with her pike, that demon, the lord of all demons, that tam means that Shumba, sarva daitya janeshram, the lord of all demons, who was running towards her. Tataha ayantam. Ayantam means who was going towards her. Tataha, then Devi, Ayantam, who was running towards her, Sarvadaitya Janeshwaram, the Lord of all demons, Tam Hidar Shumba, Vakshasi Shulena Bhitva, having broken him in the chest with her pike, Jagatyam Patyamasa, felled him to the earth. Odi Varihindra Asurat Talivane Shumbane Marbile Sulatal Pilland Tarele Viltinal. Tataha Devi Ayantam Sarva Daiti Janeshram Tam Vakshasi Shulena Bhitva Jagatyam Patayamasa. Clean? Clear? Okay, next. Sagata Suhpapatorvyam Devi Shulagravikshataha Chalayan Chalayan Sakalam Prithvim Sabdhidvipam Saparvatam Sagata Suhpapatorvyam Devi Shulagravikshataha Chalayan Sakalam Prithvim Sabdhidvipam Saparvatam Sagata Suhpapatorvyam Devi Shulagravikshataha Chalayan Sakalam Prithvim Sabdhidvipam Saparvatam Sagata Suhpapatorvyam Devi Shulagravikshataha Chalayan Sakalam Prithvim Sabdhidvipam Saparvatam Sagata Suhpapatorvyam Devi Shulagravikshataha Chalayan Sakalam Prithvim Sabdhidvipam Saparvatam. Now Devi Shulagravikshataha, Devi Shulagravikshataha Saha. Saha means that demon, Shumba. This adjective of Shumba. Who is that Shumba? Devi Shulagravikshataha Saha. That demon Shumba, Devi Shula Agra Vikshataha, who was pierced with the sharp pike of Devi. That demon who was pierced by the sharp pike of Devi, தேவியினுடைய சூலத்தினால் நுனினால் குத்தப்பட்ட அவன். That demon who was pierced by the sharp tip of Devi's spike. You can say that way also. சாப்திவீபாம் சபர்வதாம் சகலாம் பிருத்வீம் சாலயன் கதாசுகு உர்வியாம் பபாத. திரு சிம்மன் விழுந்தாச்சு. ஓகே. நவ் ஹி சேஸ் தட் டீமன் பபாத. பபாத மீன்ஸ் ஹி ஹேட் ஃபாலன். பதித்தவான், குத்திர பதித்தவான், உர்வியாம். உர்வி மீன்ஸ் எர்த். உர்வியாம் பபாத, ஹி ஃபெல் on the floor. He fell to the ground. He fell on the floor. How? Gatasuhu. Gatasuhu means uyirandavanaha. As the having lost his life, Gatasuhu. As the one who has lost his life, Gatasuhu. Moochai ilandavanaha. Moochai. See, Gatasu came across in Bhagavad Gita, remember? Gatasu nagatasumscha nanushochanti panditaha. Gataha asuhu yasmat. Asuhu means breath. The one from whom breath has gone. மூச்சு யாழ்விருந்து போய்விட்டதோ அவனுக்கு பேர் தான் கத அசுகு. கதஹா அசுகு யஸ்மாத் சக கதாசுகு. The one from whom the breath has gone, he is called Gatasuhu. So, Gatasuhu means dead. So, Gatasuhu Urvyam Papata. Urvyam, locative case. So, that demon who was pierced with the sharp tip of Devi's spike fell on the ground dead. He fell dead to the ground. Okay, he fell dead on the floor. That's the way. Gatasuhu Urvyam Papata. Uirindavanaha Tarayil Veendhaan. He fell dead on the ground, on the floor. How? When he fell, what happened? My God. Chalayan. Chalayan means what? Causing movements. Okay, moving. Chalayan means causing big shaking, big shake. அதிரச்சேன்னு அர்த்தம். சகலாம் பிருத்வீம் சாலயன் சபர்வதாம் சாப்திதீபாம். சோ சாலயன், சோ ஹி ஃபெல் டெட் ஆன் த ஃப்ளோர் ஷேக்கிங் the entire earth, sakalam prithvi, entire earth, saparvatam, with all the mountains, shaking the entire earth with all the mountains, saparvatam with all mountains, sa abdi, abdi means oceans, Dvipa means island. Okay. So, sa abdi dvipam saparvatam sakalam prithvim chalayan. Na? Samudrangalum, thivukalum, malaikalum koodiye bhoomiyai adiracheidhu seigindavanaga. That's the meaning. So, he fell on the floor dead, shaking entire, shaking the entire earth with the mountains, with the oceans, islands and mountains. With oceans, islands and mountains. Sa abdi sabdi. Sa abdi sabdi. Sa stands for with, okay. Sakalam prithvi, entire earth, with earth, with oceans, dvipa, sat dvipa, with islands and with mountains. Okay. Now, tatav prasannam akhilam ஹதே தஸ்மின் துராத்மனி தத்தவ் பிரசன்னம் அகிலம் ஹதே தஸ்மின் துராத்மனி ஜகத் ஸ்வாஸ்த்யம் அதீவாப நிர்மலம் சாபவன் நபஹ. அட்லீஸ்ட் இன் சம் கண்ட்ரி சம்வேர் சம்படி ஷுட் கம் அவுட் வித் சம் ரிலீஃப் ஃபார் சம் கண்ட்ரி, அட்லீஸ்ட் சம் வேக்சின், சம் மெடிக்கேஷன் மஸ்ட் கம் டுடே. ஓகே. தத்தவ் பிரசன்னம் அகிலம் ஹதே தஸ்மின் துராத்மனி ஜகத் ஸ்வாஸ்த்யமதீவாப நிர்மலம் சாபவன் நபஹ. தத்தவ் பிரசன்னம் அகிலம் ஹதே தஸ்மின் துராத்மனி ஜகத் ஸ்வாஸ்த்யமதீவாப நிர்மலம் சாபவன் நபஹ. தஸ்மின் துராத்மனி ஹதே. நவ் யூ ஆல் நோ சதி சப்தமி. தஸ்மின் துராத்மனி ஹதே. தஸ்மின் லோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ் ஆஃப் சஹா. துராத்மன் நகாரந்த புல்லிங்க சப்த லோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ் துராத்மனி. ஹதஹா ஹதே. சஹ துராத்மா ஹதஹ. தஸ்மின் துராத்மனி ஹதே லோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ். சோ வென் தட் விக்கெட் மைண்டட் டீமன் வாஸ் கில்ட். சதி சப்தமி கேட்டு கேட்டு வந்துடும். Thiru, you are getting it now somewhere? Sati Saptami. Tasmin Duratmani Hate, when that wicked demon was killed, Tataha, thereby, Akhilam Prasannam, Akhilam Jagat, Akhilam Jagat, the entire universe, Ativa Prasannam Swasthyam Apa, Akhilam Jagat, the entire universe, Ativa, very Prasannam, the entire universe became highly clear and swasthyam apa, attained health. Swasthyam literally means health. Attained health means attained peace. Nabaha cha, space also became pure. Nirmalam abhavat. Space became pure. The entire universe became akhilam prasannam. The entire universe became clear and attained peace. Nabaha cha, nirmalam abhavat. Space also became pure.
So, I mean, swastham meaning here is healthy.
No. Swasthyam, noun, health. Literally, it means health. See, absolute health is only in peace. So, swasthyam apa means attained health. Means what? The jagat was sick before. Okay, now the jagat is health. Jagat attained good health. Means jagat attained peace. Okay? Swastyam literal meaning. You take it as peace. Who is it coming and going? Coming and going. Maybe the connection is not over. I don't know. So, tasmin duratmani hate, when that wicked-minded demon was killed, when Shumba was killed, tataha, thereby, akhilam jagat prasannam abhavat. Akhilam jagat prasannam abhavat means what? The entire universe became clear. Ativa swasthyam prapa. The entire universe became clear and also attained peace. Attained good health means attained peace. Ativa is the absolute, you can take it. The entire universe attained absolute health in terms of peace. Nabaha cha nirmalam abhavat. Space also became pure. Pure. Nirmalam. Okay. Is it clear now? Okay. Tasmin duratmani hate tataha akhilam prasannam abhavat. Akhilam jagat prasannam abhavat. Akhilam jagat ativa swasthyam apa. The entire universe became very clear. The entire universe became attained absolute health in terms of peace. Nabaha cha nirmalam abhavat. Space also became pure. Utpatame gha solkaye praga samste shamam yayuhu. Utpatame gha solkaye praga. Utpatame gha solkaye praga samste shamam yayuhu. Sarito marga vahinyastatha samstatra patite. Utpatame gha solkaye praga samste shamam yayuhu. सरितो मार्गवाहिन्यस्तथा संस्तत्र पातिते. ओके, प्राक, प्राक मीन्स व्हाट? बिफोर द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ शुंभा. प्राक मीन्स बिफोर. बिफोर वी हैव टू सप्लाई. प्राक सिंपली मीन्स बिफोर द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ शुंभा. Within the brackets, destruction of Shumba. Before the destruction of Shumba, Solkaha. Ulkaha, Ulkaha means the firebrand. Okay, Kollikatte. Solkaha. Then, Sa Ulkaha, Solkaha. Ye Utpata Meghaha. ये उत्पात मेघाः आसन् प्राक् सोल्काः ये उत्पात मेघाः आसन् ते शमं ययुः तथा तत्र पातिते सरितः मार्गवाहिन्यः आसन् सी इट्स वेरी Prak, before the example is something very unusual. Prak, before the destruction of demon, the demon Shumba, Solkaha Utpata Megaha. Solkaha is an adjective of the clouds. Utpata Megaha means clouds. But Ye Utpata Megaha means the clouds which were the symptoms of, which were like the symptoms, the clouds which were like the symptoms of the problems caused by the demons. The clouds which were like the symptoms of the problems caused by the demons. That's why you say mental confusion. Okay. The demons cause what? Mental confusion. That's why we say Utpata Meghaha means the clouds which were like the symptoms of the problems caused by demons and which were with Solkaha. Sa means with. Ulkaha means firebrands. Literally it means firebrands. So the clouds which were with firebrands, the symptoms of the problems caused by demons, which were and so it is put flaming clouds of symptomatic confusion. That is the meaning given here. You all must be seeing it in the book. So, Solkaha Utpata Meghaha. Solka adjective of Utpata Meghaha. So, before the destruction of demon Shumba, these Solkaha Ye Utpata Meghaha, these clouds, the flaming clouds with fire, as though having fire brands, which were like the symptoms of the problems caused by demons, asan, which were there before, te shamam yayuhu, they all became quiet. They all became quiet, tranquil. So all those clouds which were like the symptoms of the confusions and the problems caused by demons became quiet after his destruction. That's the meaning. तेषमं ययुः सो ये उत्पात सोल्काः उत्पात मेघाः आसन् तेषमं ययुः दोस क्लाउड्स व्हिच वर लाइक द सिम्टम्स ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम्स कॉज्ड बाय डीमन्स विद फायर ब्रांड्स दे बिकेम ट्रैंक्विल तथा तत्र पातिते सरितः मार्गवाहिन्यः आसन् तथा सिमिलरली और इन द सेम वे तत्र patite. Tatra patite means when the demon was felled. Tatha, similarly, in the same way. Tatra means that when the demon was felled. Tatra patite. When the demon was felled. Saritaha. Sarita. Sarit means one river. Saritaha, many rivers. Saritaha, rivers also. Margavahinyaha asan. They started flowing in their direction. Rivers also started, rivers also, margavahinyaha asan. Rivers became flowing, rivers also started flowing in their directions, in their courses.
Swamini, what is the word for symptoms here?
No. Symptom actually, you know that utpata. Utpata megaha means the clouds which were like the symptoms. Utpata should be taken as symptom. See, suchipiswa. Suchipiswa. Kannadadalli helbekada.
Suchi.
Suchipiswa danta. See, suchisipva daka. Suchipikindra. Tamil sonna. Okay.
Indicative.
Yeah. The clouds were, yes, correct. That's why I said, that's why symptomatic, they say. Which were like the symptoms. That means what? Indicating. The omens, no? The bad omens are that. So before the destruction of the demons, it's a good omen. A math banta levaga. Suchipiswanta. Good. So those, yeah. Is it clear now? Hachin, clear? See, the clouds were before indicating the clouds which were the flaming clouds were indicative of the problems caused by the demons, and after the destruction they all became tranquil. Yeah, indicative also better word. Then all the rivers also started flowing in their courses, in the directions. Tato deva gana. Is it clear now? Only two more mantras, we'll stop. Tato deva gana sarve harshanir bharamanasaha. Babho urnihate tasmin gandharvalitam jaguhu. Tato deva gana sarve harshanir bharamanasaha. Babho urnihate tasmin gandharvalalitam jaguhu. Tato deva gana sarve harshanirbharamanasaha. Babho urnihate tasmin gandharvalalitam jaguhu. Tato deva gana sarve harshanirbharamanasaha. Babho urnihate tasmin gandharvalalitam jaguhu. Now, tasmin nihate tataha. Tataha. Tasmin nihate. When that demon was killed. Tasmin nihate. When that demon was killed. Tataha. Thereby, sarve devaganaha. All groups of devas. Sarve devaganaha, all groups of devas. Harsha nirbhara manasaha. Harshaha, joy. Nirbhara, filled. Manasaha, mind. So Harsha Nirbhara Manasaha, having their minds filled with joy, Tasmin Nihate, when the demon was killed, Sarve Devaganaha, all groups of demons, having their minds filled with joy, Babhuhu became, please come in. Come in, please. Please come in. Harsha Nirbhara Manasaha Babhuhu. Babhuhu is a past perfect tense of Abhavan. Abhavan. One second. Why are you calling me? Just 2 minutes, I'll just film the class. So, Babhu Vuhu Abhavan.
Come.
Just 5 minutes, sit, relax. Babhu Vuhu Abhavan.
I'll be back.
No, come and sit. Relax. They became happy. All groups of devas became happy. That's what is mentioned. So they became happy with their minds filled with joy. Babu means became. All groups of devas became happy with their minds filled with joy. Gandharvaha Lalitam Jaguhu. Gandharvaha means celestial musicians. Gandharvaha, celestial musicians sang beautifully. Lalitam means beautifully. Sang beautifully. It's a little nice translation. Lalitam Jaguhu. You can take it as adjective or you can take it as adverb also. It's an adverb. Lalitam Jaguhu sang beautifully. இனிமையாக பாடினார்கள் கந்தர்வர்கள் இனிமையாக பாடினார்கள் கந்தர்வா sang beautifully, sweetly, and all the groups of devas became happy with their minds filled with joy. ஹர்ஷ நிர்பர மனசாக சந்தோஷம் நிறைந்த மனமுடையவர்களாக ஆனார்கள் அவாதயம் ததைவான்யே நன்றுதுஷ்சப்சரோகணாஹ வவுஃ புண்ணியாஸ்ததாவாதா சுப்ரபோ போத்திவாகரஹ அவாதயம் ததைவான்யே நன்றுதுஷ்சப்சரோகணாஹ வவுஃ புண்ணியாஸ்ததாவாதா சுப்ரபோ போத்திவாகரஹ அவாதயம் ததைவான்யே நன்றுதுஷ்சப்சரோகணாஹ அவுஃ புண்ணியாஸ்ததாவாதா சுப்ரபோ போத்திவாகரஹ ததா ஏவ அவாதயம் ததைவான்யே ததைவான் பிரேக்கெட் ததா ஏவ அன்யே ததைவான்யே நன்றுதுஷ்சப்சரோகணாஹ அவுஃ புண்ணியாஸ்ததாவாதா சுப்ரபோ போத்திவாகரஹ அவாதயன் ததா ஏவ அன்யே நன்றுதுஹு ச அப்சரஸ அப்சரகணாஹ அவுஹு புண்ணியாஸ்ததா வாதாஹ சுப்ரபஹா அபூ திவாகரஹ ஓகே ததா ஏவ அன்யே ததா ஏவ மீன்ஸ் அன்யே அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ சம் அதர் பீங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ததா ஏவ இன் தி சேம் வே அவாதயன் மீன் பிளேட் தி அவாதயன் பிளேட் தி இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ் அவாதயன் பிளேட் தி இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்சரோகணாக மீன்ஸ் தி குரூப்ஸ் ஆஃப் அப்சரஸ் தி செலஸ்டியல்ஸ் செலஸ்டியல் டான்சர்ஸ் அப்சரோகணாஹா குரூப்ஸ் ஆஃப் செலஸ்டியல் டான்சர்ஸ் நன்றுதுஹு ஹேட் டான்ஸ்ட் nartitavantaha, because ganaha is a masculine word. Apsaroganaha means apsaras ganaha becomes apsaroganaha. Groups of apsaras, the celestial dancers, nandrutuhu danced, nartitavantaha. Tatha, similarly, punyaha vataha vavuhu. Punyaha vataha vavuhu. Punyaha means auspicious gentle breeze. Auspicious winds. Vataha plural word. So auspicious gentle breeze. Vavuhu means past perfect tense of vati. Vavuhu means blue. You can say began blowing. Auspicious gentle breeze started blowing. Or that's the meaning. Divakaraha suprabaha abhut. Divakaraha, sun also, became suprabaha with his original brightness. Sun also became bright with his own radiance. Bright with his radiance. Suprabaha. With absolute, sun became absolutely bright. Suprabaha. I mean, the demon controlled all devatas, so they're all powerless. Now they all become, they are free. Avadayam stathaivanye nandratuschapsaroganaha pavuh punyastathavata suprabho bhuddivakaraha. Then last word. Jajvaluschagnaya shanta shanta digjanitaswanaha. Jajvaluschagnaya shanta shanta digjanitaswanaha. Shantaha agnayaha. Shantaha agnayaha. The fires which were which are quiet. Shantaha agneha. The fires which were quiet before. Jajvaluhu. Jajvaluhu means jvalitavantaha. The agnis, the fires which were quiet before became, no, started, they became bright. Brilliant. The quiet fires burned bright. Digjanita swanaha. Digjanita swanaha. Swana means sounds. Janita means born from different directions. Dik janita swanaha, the frightening sounds arising from different directions, shantaha became quiet. They all resolved. So frightening sounds arising from different directions, dik janita swanaha. Dikkagalil irundu undana இறைச்சல்கள் எல்லாம் பயப்படுத்துகின்ற இறைச்சல்கள் எல்லாம் சாந்தாக மீன்ஸ் அடங்கின. ஆல் சவுண்ட்ஸ் பிகேம் ஆல் தோஸ் ஃப்ரைட்டனிங் சவுண்ட்ஸ் அரைசிங் ஃப்ரம் டிஃபரெண்ட் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் ரிசால்வ்ட். தேர் பை தேர் வாஸ் பீஸ். தேர் வாஸ் பீஸ். தி குவைட் ஃபயர்ஸ் also burned brilliantly. So in peace is important. ஜஜ்வலுஹு ச அக்னயஹா ஜஜ்வலுஹு. அக்னிகள் எல்லாம் ஜுவலித்தன. சாந்தஹா அக்னயஹா மீன்ஸ் சாந்தமாக ஒடுங்கியிருந்த அக்னிகள் ஜுவலித்தன. திக்ஜனத்தஸ்வனாஹா சாந்தஹா. சோ ஆல் ஃப்ரைட்னிங் சவுண்ட்ஸ் கமிங் ஃப்ரம் டிஃபரெண்ட் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் பிகேம் ரிசால்வ்ட். Thereby, there was absolute peace everywhere. Om Iti Shri Markandeya Purane Savarnike Manvantare Devi Mahatme Shumbhavado Nama Dashamodhyayaha. So, in this chapter, 28 verses, shlokas, 32 mantras. Okay, if you count from the beginning, Adithaha, from the beginning, 472 shlokas we have covered, and mantras are 575. 472 shlokas from the beginning, 575 mantras until now we have covered from the beginning. In this chapter alone, 28 shlokas, 32 mantras. Okay, thank you very much. I have taken some more time today to complete this. And Tuesday completed, may Devi bless us with all strength that we need to cope with all situations and to go ahead successfully to make this our span of life successful and meaningful. We don't know when we are going to leave. Whenever we leave, let Devi bless us to remember her always. That is enough. Then we'll have better gati.
Hey, can I ask you something before you close, Swamini?
Yeah.
Vavuhu, past perfect tense of root. What is the root there?
Vati.
Vati.
Second conjugation.
Mm-hmm. And the meaning is?
Vati blows. Vayuhu vati.
Mm-hmm. So Vavuhu is blue.
Vavuhu had blown.
Had blown.
As a past perfect tense.
Had blown. Thank you, Swamini.
Swamini, tomorrow what time is the class, Swamini?
Tomorrow,
same time as
morning, morning itself. I will text you. But tomorrow we can have this. Oh, tomorrow I'm starting my big project of Narayani Marmika Bhasha Thoda. I'm going to check it. So, Narayani, I'm not Bhasha, but tomorrow I'll start my introduction to Narayani. It's going to be on a website.
Okay.
Because for a long time I was refusing to go on the website. So, somebody asked me. I'm doing it. So, I didn't want to do all Vedanta. Everybody is doing Upanishad. So, I want to do Narayana different.
Okay. So, is it your time, Swami, 3:30?
Tomorrow, I have 8 o'clock class. Maybe, 10:30 my time, 11 o'clock. I'll text you when you want to expand to Mongolika. As of now, take it as 3:30 my time. As of now.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, Swamini. Then we can plan the
day. Tomorrow only one day. Then we will change the times.
Okay, thank you, Swamini.
Tomorrow, as of now, 3:30 p.m. Ma. So you can plan your day. Okay, I know. Amma, you have to plan your day.
Thank you.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ ருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.